The Gemara Daf Chof Ei Amud Aleph brings down an interesting ma'aseh that happened during the Ptira of Rav Huna. So the Gemara says when they wanted to bring the Aron, they wanted to bring the coffin out of the house where Rav Huna was. So the Gemara says that they were not able to bring it out. They were not able to fit. Lav and Nafik Purya Mibava. His bed, the coffin that he was on, was not able to fit through the door of Rav Huna's house. So they couldn't get him through. So Savalish Shuli Dech Gagan, they thought that maybe they could lift up the bed and bring it out through the roof. Maybe that way he could fit out. Somler of he could fit out of the house. Somler of Chista Gemirna, we learn from Avuna Chacham Kvare Derech HaPesach. The cover, the proper cover of Chacham is to go through the main door, not to go through the roof. Savalish Shnuim Mipurya Lepurya, they wanted to maybe put him in a different bed. This bed was smaller and would be able to fit, be able to come out. Somler of Chista Hachi Gemirna Minei. No, you can't do that. And we learned from Ravuna, Chacham Kvayda B'mita B'shayna, the Chacham should stay in the first mita that he was in, the original bed. You don't want to move him to a different bed. And finally, the Gemara comes out, they didn't have an Eitzah, but Paris Baba, they had to break down the door, the entranceway, B'afkua, and then they brought him out, then they were able to bring him out. So what is the meaning of this interesting Maisa that happened over here? So there's a beautiful Hasber from Rabbi Yosher Ber Soloveitchik Zatzal, who was mazit this Gemara al pidrush. Is something that he said on in a hesped that he gave under B'chaim Ezer. And B'chaim Ezer was nifter. This hesped is printed in the Divrei Hagos Va'aracha, and it's really a masterpiece. I'm not going to do it justice by saying it over B'kitzer, but I just want to bring out the Iker point that he said, Legabe, how to touch up in this Gemara in a very beautiful way. And basically he said that the pshat in the Gemara is like this. You have sometimes an Adam Gadol. There's certain Gedalim or certain people that are Chashuvim that the Hamayin Am can relate to. They know them, they're involved, they're Askanim, they're politicians, they're great speakers, and people know they can. It's easy for them to feel their loss because they had a kesher to them in their lifetime. But he says there's certain Gedalim that their Gadlus is not in a way that the people could necessarily sense it. They're not out there with the people, they're not great speakers, they're not great politicians, they're not polished, but they're people that they sit and they learn, and they're Talmid Chachamim and Ga'inim and Yerei Shamayim, and they work behind the scenes to help Klal Yisrael and do different things, and they have a Gadlus in a way which the Hamayinam is not always able to connect to, not always able to appreciate. And he says when such a person is Nifter, it's much more difficult to be Maspidim, because how do you explain to the Hamayinam what the Gadlus of a person was, who they couldn't really see, couldn't understand? How do you bring his image out to the Rishus Arabim, out to the public? And he said that that is what happened with Rav Huna. Rav Huna was on such a madrega, such a godless, but in a way where the Hamayinam could not connect him, and they did not understand his godless, they didn't understand where his godless came from, that it was difficult to bring him out into the street, to the Hamayinam, to the Rishus Arabim. And that's what the Gemara means when it says that they were not able to bring his bed through the door. It was impossible to bring him out to the Hamayinam and be masped him in a way where the Hamayinam could connect to him and appreciate his greatness. So the Rabbi Yosher wanted to explain that that was Reb Chaim Ezer. Reb Chaim Ezer was a person who his godless was something that was be'ikr b'chad b'chadarim. It was ge'aynus and tyre and yerushamayim and askanus behind the scenes. But he wasn't a person that everyone knew. He wasn't involved in politics in a way that people were able to see. He wasn't a speaker that everyone would come and hear speak. So it was a person that was difficult to give over his godless to the Hamayinam, and he had this Indian of Lo Nafik Purya Mibaba, is not able to get him through the door. So what did they do? What was the next stage? So they said, you know what, we can't get him through the door, let's bring him through the Gagan Baliyah, so let's bring him through the roof, which means if we can't explain the loss of this Gadol based on his own personality, let's try to bring up other things that are going on, other tsaros in Klai. So, you know, at that time, it was already the beginning of the Churban in Europe and the Holocaust, and there was the World War II. It was a terrible time. Let's focus on the tsaros that are happening, on people's personal tragedies, and get the Olam into Bechia, get them into the mode of crying and Hesped, and from there, we'll try to bring it to use that Bechia to appreciate Reb Chaim Ezer as well. And he says that's what the Gemara means over there, that Savar L'Shoshuli Derech Gagan, they wanted to bring Rav Huna through the roof. In other words, don't bring him through the normal way, through the door, but let's go through the backwards door. Let's go through the roof. Let's go in a backwards way to sort of circumvent the normal way. And this way we can be Ma'ari everyone to Bechia, and eventually they'll come to appreciate what's going on. And he told him no. He says, Chacham Kvede Derech Pesach, the proper code for Chacham is to go through the straight door, the regular door. You don't go through the roof. It has to be done in a way where you appreciate the Chacham himself, and not through backhanded or backwards ways of being married Bechia. You have to be Baich on the Chacham himself. So then, Savar L'Shnuim Mipurya L'Purya, they said, well, maybe we'll put him in a different bed. You know, the bed represents an Adam, who he is. Let's paint the picture of this God in a different way. Let's focus more on explaining him as if he was a big politician, he was a great speaker, and give him qualities he didn't necessarily have, but help the Hamayinam connect him on a level that they could connect to. and we'll basically put him in a different bed, in a different coffin, a different aron. So he told him, no, hachi gemri v'nei chachim, kvaita v'mita rishayna, the kavod of a chacham is to be in his original bed. You can't do that. You can't change the image of the chacham just so people should appreciate him and understand him. You have to say it the way it is. The proper kavod is to explain it the way it is, and you can't distort this picture just to make people appreciate him. So finally, they had no etzah, and the only thing they're able to do was paris baba. They knocked on the door of Afkur, and they just brought him out. And he says that represents the idea that you can't change the chacham at all. You can't do anything different. You have to keep him the way he is. But what you have to do is you have to break down the door and bring him out to the amayinam. You have to educate the amayinam and let them know what it is that they lost. What is the goddess of this person? And that is the ending of being paris baba, breaking down the door and just bringing him out to the amayinam. And then he went on to explain the goddess of Rechaim Ezer. He explained how there's two in Yanam and Adam Gadol. There's his godless in Psak and his godless in Torah and being a Talmud Chacham. There's also a godless in paskening things that are not in Shulchan Aruch and in Yanam of Das Torah and Yanam of Hashkafa, and the Gadol is no less proficient in that. And Reb Chaim Ezer had both of these in Yanam, both of these qualities. He was a Gadol in Psak, like you see from his Tshuvas, Reb Chaim Ezer, but he was a Gadol in Hanhaga, all the Yanam of the Klal, behind the scenes. He was involved in everything, and he said the people like to separate these two and say that, okay, we'll go to the Rav, we'll go to the Gadol and how to paskin in Yanay Daridea if this pot is kosher treif, for Lagabi, any real decision, that's for me to decide. What does the Gadol know about that? And he said that that's a mistake. That was the an Adam Gadol. What Reb Chaim Ezer represented was that both of these in Yanam are shaykh to a Gadol. A Gadol is proficient in Psak, and together with being Shaku and Tyra, he's the one who has the Das Tyra and knows how to deal with the Yanam of Hashkafa as well. Those are the two in Yanam of Reb Chaim Ezer that he felt needed to be given over to the Amayinam to appreciate the godless, the greatness of Reb Chaim Ezer. But I'll upon him, that was the way the beautiful Hezbollah said in the Gemara over here, this ending of Rav Huna not fitting through the door. It was difficult to bring his image, his picture to the Hamayinam, and you have to just bring him out and educate the Hamayinam and let him know the godless of Rav Huna and the godless of the Gadol. That is a little tip of the iceberg of the Hesped. If anybody wants to see more, again, it's in the Divrei Hagus V'Haracha, beautiful Hesped from Rabbi Yashaber and Reb Chaim Ezer.